witch, may we burn, huh?
Hello, and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, April 10th, 2018. Welcome to day 446.
Why don't I just fire Mueller? Well, I think it's a disgrace what's going on. We'll see what happens. But I think it's really a sad situation when you look at what happened. And many people have said you should fire him. Again, they found nothing. So we'll see what happens. I think it's disgraceful, and so does a lot of other people. This is a pure and simple witch hunt.
Michael Cohen is under federal investigation for possible bank fraud, wire fraud, and violations of campaign finance law. The Washington Post says two of the potential crimes, bank and wire fraud, suggest that prosecutors believe Cohen may have misled bankers about his use of certain funds or improperly used banks to transfer funds. Among the items seized during FBI raids on Cohen's home, office, and hotel room were documents related to a 2016 payment Cohen made to Stormy Daniels. Rod Rosenstein signed off on the FBI's decision to raid Cohen's office. Agents were looking in part for records about payments that Cohen made to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, as well as information related to the publisher of the National Enquirer and his role in silencing one of the women. The New York Times says Rosenstein, a Republican prosecutor, was picked by Trump to serve as deputy attorney general. Meanwhile, in a pair of morning tweets, Trump declared that the raids were a total witch hunt and that attorney-client privilege is dead. Attorney-client privilege is intended to encourage open communications between lawyers and their clients so that the attorneys can provide legal advice. Attorney-client privilege is not an absolute privilege, and there are exceptions in which law enforcement is able to seize communications that were made to further a crime. In order to do this, the FBI would have to demonstrate probable cause to a magistrate judge that showed evidence of a crime would be found in Cohen's offices or in a hotel where he was living. Quote, no question a search warrant for a lawyer is an extraordinary act, said Frank Montoya, a former senior FBI official. Quote, everyone involved in this process, including the judge who signed the warrant, understood the scrutiny that would follow its execution. As such, everyone in the process would have done their damnedest to make the warrant as bulletproof as possible, end quote. ABC News says the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, the division that authorized the raids, is recused from the Michael Cohen investigation. Jeffrey Berman is a Trump appointee with ties to Rudy Giuliani, who donated money to the 2016 Trump campaign. Berman's recusal was approved by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Meanwhile, the New York Times says Robert Mueller is investigating a $150,000 donation to the Trump Organization back in 2015 from Ukrainian billionaire Viktor Pinchuk. The donation by the Ukrainian steel magnate was made in return for a 20-minute video appearance by Trump at a conference in Kiev, and is being investigated as part of Mueller's effort to examine foreign money that Trump and his associates received prior to the election. And now to the polls. Harvard University's Institute of Politics says 25% of the 18 to 29-year-olds surveyed approve of Trump's job performance. 37% of Americans under 30 who are eligible to vote say they will definitely be voting in the midterms, compared to 23% who said the same thing in 2014. And 69% say they want to see the Democrats in control, compared with 28% who favor Republican control. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Trump's Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert resigned at the request of new National Security Advisor John Bolton. Bossert is the second national security official to leave the White House since Bolton began the job on Monday. 2. Trump will not attend the Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru this weekend as planned. Instead, he'll be staying in the U.S. to oversee the American response to Syria, and Pence will take Trump's place at the meetings. 3. Mike Pompeo asked Hillary Clinton for guidance on how to prepare for the Secretary of State confirmation process. 4. The chairman of Sinclair Broadcast Group met with Trump at the White House to pitch a new broadcasting standard that the company is heavily invested in, which would allow authorities to broadcast directly to any American's phone. During the 2016 campaign, David Smith told Trump, quote, we are here to deliver your message, end quote. 5. The Russian military has been jamming the GPS systems of U.S. military drones that are operating in Syria. The Defense Department did not say whether the jamming is causing the drones to crash. And 6, the EPA's Chief of Staff Ryan Jackson claimed full responsibility for the pay raises that were given to 2 of Pruitt's top aides. Jackson also said that the pay raises had been reversed. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.